98.1 KZE. That was Brandy and the Alexanders with Black Cherry. And here we are live at the 26th Woodstock Film Festival at the Filmmakers Lounge. And it is my great pleasure once again to talk to my friend, the co-founder and executive director of the Woodstock Film Festival, Mayor. Hi.
Hello. Hi, Mayor. Hello, Adam.
Here we are. Kind of, I was just thinking, usually we were kind of getting closer and closer to the center of the middle of the festival,
yes.
Right? This is day three.
Which is great.
Yeah, how's
it
going for you?
I'm very happy about it.
Yeah.
It's going great. I mean, obviously, the nature of a live event is always all kind of hiccups and things
sure.
that you have to deal with. Here, you guys just had to deal with some technical difficulties. It just happens with
Absolutely.
A live event. But it's going great. There's so many filmmakers and audiences are loving the films. There's so many wonderful films and an incredible variety of them, you know. I mean,
yeah.
nothing is like the other. So, and by the way, I'm in charge of the weather, so the weather
yes.
is very nice.
Well done.
and this is definitely in my control.
Yeah. We'd love to get some rain Sunday night if you can.
No,
pull some strings.
No, Monday.
Overnight Sunday.
Monday, please.
Monday. Okay.
Rain, please.
You got it. I mean, you're the one in control of that.
Exactly.
But anyway, well, it is, like you say, I mean, this season in particular, I'm really like. Almost done. I've seen so many films and that came through my purview, you know, when
yeah.
I before the festival. And almost every one without exception was really good. And there's a level of quality
yes.
that finally where this is like world class cinema. Not only world cinema, but world class cinema. Like some amazing films.
Some amazing films and incredibly talented filmmakers,
mm-hmm.
Both in the documentary and the narrative world, and as well as animation, by the way. We have quite
right,
a few animation this year, which I love. But the narratives and the docs take definitely center stage. And
right.
Each and every one of them is amazing in its own unique way.
Right. There is still plenty of time to check out the entire slate for today, Saturday and Sunday. Visit woodstockfilmfestival.org for tickets and details about all the films Mayor was just mentioning, types of films Mayor was just mentioning, film panels, rather,
yes.
and special events and parties and everything
Yeah, panels
else.
Are starting, I think, like in just a little bit over an hour at 2 p.m.
Right.
We have two panels today. We have four panels Wednesday. We have, I think, three panels or four panels again Sunday. And all kind of people from Mariska Hargitay, who's going to be on a panel on Saturday, to who's going to be on the panel also, I think, Saturday as well.
Right.
And Brad Dourif. Oh, my goodness. I think they're all on Saturday.
Right.
So Saturday is a very big day for panels, but both today and Sunday are all fantastic as well. And like with the film program, the panels are also very diverse. And some are really for just film lovers. And some are more directed towards the filmmaking industry crowd.
Right, right.
So there's just pick and choose. And, you know, because they're so great, and also ESPN has a great program with us tomorrow, Saturday. It's all about sport documentaries, the whole history and evolution of sport documentaries. Just a pick and choose, and I would highly recommend at least go to two panels. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that you'll never see again.
That's true.
I mean, it
right.
happens just once.
Right.
And each and every one has top-notch participants. So check it out.
Yes, check it out. Again, go to woodstockfilmfestival.org. Right before we say goodbye, I do want to turn things over to my friend and colleague over here, Paul Higgins. I know he wanted to chat with you for a few moments. So
okay.
Here's Paul.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm very well, Mayor. Always good to see you. At least once a year.
Yes, good
and,
to see you.
Yeah, I always like to come on and remind people that I know as a, you know, working class citizen of the world, when I hear film festival, I think, oh, that's where the fancy people come up and take over a town and push everybody out for a week.
We do take over the town.
You take over the town, but I always like to point out, like, this is the people's film festival.
Yes.
This is not 100%. An exclusive thing. This is an inclusive thing.
Yeah.
If you're out there listening and you want to be a part of the festival, go on the website, there are tickets for all the movies.
Yes.
They keep them on reserve. It's not like, oh, this celebrity is going to be at this one, so it's only an exclusive event. You will be almost guaranteed to be able to get a ticket to a movie that you want to see throughout the next 3 days.
Absolutely. Even if it says that it's sold out, there's a standby line for every sold-out film. So just come and wait. I mean, we ask that people come half an hour before start time. Yeah. And it's very likely that you'll get in. So don't let that discourage you.
Yeah, I've been online for ones that were sold out. And then, you know, just someone working the venues, like, just hang on.
Yeah.
And, like, right before it starts, they make eye contact with me. They come in, like, you can stand in the back, but you can see it. So
they'll
find you a chair, but if they can't, they'll give you the option. You want people to see movies.
Of course. I mean, this is why we bring all these films and filmmakers here, so that the audience will, you know, we want the audience and the public to be there and interact with the filmmakers and see these incredible films. So, yes, come.
Excellent. And also, we want to just pay tribute to the passing of your co-founder and partner, Laurent. Sorely missed after many years.
Yes. Laurent Reito, he passed away recently from stage 4 pancreatic cancer that he battled for 10 months. So when he passed, we established an award in his name. Oh. It's called the Laurent Reito Made in the Hudson Valley Award. And it is going to be now awarded each year, starting this year, to a film that was produced in the area. And I can't tell you which film is going to win this time. You'll just have to find out. But actress Melissa Leo, who's an Academy Award-winning actress and was very involved with the Film Commission, will be at the awards to present it to the winner. So and from here on we'll be doing that. So
wonderful!
It's one thing that we can do to honor his legacy.
Yeah, a great proponent of arts and culture in the Hudson Valley.
Yeah.
All right, broadcasting live from the Woodstock Film Festival, we are going to turn it back to the studio here at 98.1 KZE.